Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu has joined forces with PayPal. Google has started trialing autoplay videos on its search results page. And it's been predicted that KakaoTalk will have 31 million users by the end of the year. PayPal has teamed up with Baidu in order to compete in China, the world's largest mobile payments market. Following the announcement of the partnership, people currently using Baidu Wallet will be able to make international online payments through PayPal. This means that purchases can now be made from global merchants who do not accept Baidu Wallet but do accept PayPal. The chief executive of PayPal also added that the company will now be able to offer millions of international merchants increased access to millions of consumers in China. The move puts Baidu in direct competition with fellow Chinese services such as Alipay and WeChat Pay. However, analysts predict that Baidu may struggle to begin with since the two payment services are dominating the Chinese payment market, whilst Baidu's status has been a little awkward. PayPal's global presence, though, will mean that Baidu may be able to take the advantage in the international market. Google has begun trialing autoplay videos on its search results page. A spokesperson for Google said that the company was constantly experimenting with new ways to improve the search experience for users. The feature first appeared near the end of July, with videos appearing on the right-hand side of the results page, although it currently appears to be limited to search queries around films. It was also noted that the addition was limited to desktop searches. The idea of autoplay videos exists already on platforms such as Facebook and Twitter, and has been proven to increase revenue. Mark Zuckerberg commented on their use on Facebook, saying that the company had proved that having a quick start autoplay can be a good experience for users. However, Apple recently announced that its new Mac OS system would feature technology that would allow users to block such videos. The mobile messaging app KakaoTalk is expected to have 31 million users in South Korea by the end of 2017. By the end of this year, it's expected that 92% of South Korean messaging app users will access KakaoTalk at least once a month. The forecast, which was developed by eMarketer, also predicted that by 2021, the messaging platform will have more than 34 million users. KakaoTalk's growth rate has been slowed somewhat in recent years, however, and will fall to just 1.5% within 5 years. The slowdown in growth has already been put down to an already high penetration rate on mobile in South Korea, leaving minimal room for a continued increase in users. Yandex has unveiled a new tool called Yandex.Radar. The tool will allow advertisers, analysts, and other internet marketing professionals to track search traffic and browser usage. Users of the tool will be provided with current and historical data in Russia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Turkey. Data received can then be broken down by operating system and device, allowing analysts to view search behavior on iOS versus Android, or on desktop versus mobile, for example. Yandex said the goal of the tool is to provide accurate data for search and browser shares, as well as announcing plans to further broaden the scope and geographic coverage of Yandex.Radar. And finally, Amazon has launched its Prime Now service in Singapore. The move will represent the service's first move into Southeast Asia, which is home to around 600 million people. The Prime Now service in Singapore promises a 2-hour delivery option to customers. Singaporean customers will not have to pay a membership fee, unlike the other 9 countries where it's available, although they will not get Amazon Echo or the video streaming services that customers in other countries enjoy. The introduction of Prime Now in Singapore brings Amazon into competition with Redmart and Lazada. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.